they're making office building out of this.
Oh, I mean.
The state looked at it once for office building, but it cost so much to put it in. So now the physician's doing it himself. And that parking thing goes with it, I think.
This one parking garage goes?
It'd be for lawyers and people like that.
What are some of the tallest and largest buildings in Montgomery?
Well, the Union Bank and the Bell Building, the First National. And I guess they're about the tallest ones.
Do you have any, or any of the apartments in Montgomery, real tall, do you have any?
Yes, we have that pretty good apartment there where the fire was, you know, the Walter Bragg is called, the downtown, or is it, or something.
Do they ever call those high-rise apartments? You ever hear that term?
High-rise, yes, they have some high-rises. They have one over here on Mount Meigs Road called Richmond Terrace. It's an integrated for elderly people and low incomes, but it's a nice looking building.
More right, I guess, now that we're talking about.
That's the only one I know that's big like that here.
Yes, ma'am. What would you call the kind of passageways that run, say, in between and behind buildings downtown?
Alleys.
And what about, why, do they have those kind of things around homes? You have those?
Yes.
They still call them alleys?
Alleys and driveways and.
And what would you call an area in the city where the buildings have been torn down and nothing else built there? Say that there was nothing on the land next to your house, you would just have what there?
A lot. Vacant lot.
Mm-hmm. And where might you go to get a drink of water in a public building, a building you go to?
A fountain. Mm-hmm.
And can you name some of the different kinds of cars and trucks? I'm not looking for brand names here, but styles, you know, different.
Well, they have these big vans, moving vans, and they have pickup trucks, and they have large trucks and dump trucks. The city has a lot of those. There are all sorts of trucks and things.
And do you remember talking about trucks? I asked some questions about you mentioned the van. Now, is that kind of like a small delivery truck?
Yeah. That's
you open it to
and they're very popular now because they don't take as much gas.
Mm-hmm. I asked you some questions about the kinds of cars you. You remember those old models from the 30s and the 40s that sometimes had outside seats in the back, cars like that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well,
what did they used to call those? You remember them?
Rumble seats.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of car was that? What style car?
Well, they were usually a sports car, and then, of course, they could have them on others.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear them call them coupe?
No coupes, but I didn't know they had rumble seats.
And
they're most all sports cars.
What would you call the kind of car that has four doors, maybe in
sedan?
And let's see, what would you call maybe a large kind of car that is you might take to the airport instead of a cab, might seat
a limousine.
And we mentioned earlier they used to have trolley cars here. What kind of public transportation do they have in Montgomery now?
We have buses.
And talking again about cars, what would you call the thing in front of the driver up there where you have the speed?
Windshield.
Yes, ma'am, and the thing that comes down from the windshield, the speedometer is located on it.
And dashboard.
And sometimes there's a little place where you can keep them. Maps or something like
that. Oh, a glove compartment.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the kind of thing, say you had four or five maps and you wanted to keep them all together, you might put something around them to hold them together. What would you call that?
Rubber band. Mm-hmm.